how did you learn, Laura? Did you have a mentor or a teacher, or were you just totally self-taught and just paid attention?
No, you know, I started out in Toronto many years ago, I think 1982. And I think that my first book I bought, I'd read it, Muscle and Fitness, every month. And when I went to the gym, the guys were basic. And they taught me how to squat properly. They taught me how to do a bench press. So I had the teachings of the basic guys. You know, like you know the gyms back in the day, where they know how to bench and they know how to squat and they know how to do the things basically. That's who I learned from. And, you know, it's carried me. And my biggest pet peeve is bad form. I don't care how much you can lift. Just make sure it's the proper form. You go in the gyms and you have to close your eyes because you don't want to see the bad form. And you can't tell everybody what to do because then they're like, who are you to tell me?
Yeah, isn't that the truth? Yeah, I consider myself so fortunate to have grown up in the Arnold era and just that,
yep.
That really base exercise.
Yeah.
Principle driven, and it was a lot of hard work, a lot of sweat, and it was simple, but it was also very hard. The intensity, I think, is lacking today. They're trying to substitute the intensity and the effort for variation and sort of scatter people around in the gym, and you're absolutely right on the money when it comes to that. So then that's why people aren't getting the results they want.
That's right. And one of the things when I have clients, I know I teach them and they're not going to be with me long. They'll be with me maybe 6 months to a year because I teach them. I'm not a trainer. I'm a teacher. I'm going to teach you and I'm going to explain why it is I'm telling you what to do and the way I'm telling you to do. So when you go to a regular gym, no one's going to put BS up you and you're going to believe it, right? So if you teach them, the birds will fly, but that's what you want. You don't want them to be dependent on you. They have to come to see you. And you're doing stupid things, and nothing changes in their body, right? Keep it basic, keep it simple, and results happen. And it has to be a combination of the training and the nutrition. You know, not one without the other, period.
Yeah, absolutely. I call it eating as hard as you train.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Now, let's talk about your new ebook because I'm curious to know what that's about. Laura's Light and Luscious Cuisine, Meals for the Busy and Health Conscious. Looks like you're targeting...